It's 6:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Murnell with KRWG News. New Mexico State University announced it is making a coaching change and moving on from football coach Doug Martin after 9 seasons. Martin's contract expired after the 2-10 Aggies ended the regular season by beating UMass on Saturday. Martin finished 25-74 at New Mexico State. He had one winning season and helped lead the Aggies to a bowl game in 2017. The NMSU Aggies will be joining Conference USA by 2023. The traditional story of the Wild West needs a rewrite to make it historically accurate. The cherished fable of the horseback hero on the open range does not reflect the actual racial diversity of the cattle drive. Texas Public Radio's David Martin Davies tells us how a new exhibit at San Antonio's Witte Museum corrects that.
The 1960s cowboy TV show Rawhide was a fictionalized portrayal of the 1870s cattle trail. The characters, including Rowdy Yates, played by a young Clint Eastwood, were all white. But in fact, one in four of the cowboys on the actual trail was black.
A number of the cowboys were born enslaved, and they began their journey as cowboys enslaved, as enslaved children.
Ronald Davis is a PhD candidate in history at the University of Texas at Austin. He co-curated the Witte exhibit, The Black Cowboy, An American Story. It tells the story of how frequently African Americans did the tough and perilous work of settling the West.
It was cold, it was wet, it was dangerous. There were stampedes. There was all kinds of different problems that they could run into, from rainstorms and crossing swollen rivers to where a lot of cowboys died.
While Hollywood was active in whitewashing this from popular imaginary Western history, there were some notable exceptions.
He rode a blazing saddle, he wore a shining star.
Now what the hell do you think you're doing with that tin star, boy?
Watch that boyish redneck. You talking to the sheriff of Rock Ridge.
Larry Callies says the Mel Brooks classic comedy Blazing Saddles got it right.
Yeah, somebody knew something back then.
Callies has a vocal injury but continues to speak out about the role of African Americans in Western expansion. He founded the Black Cowboy Museum in Rosenberg, Texas, and he's featured in the Witte exhibit. Callies says there was a real black lawman, much like Sheriff Bart in Blazing Saddles. His name was Bass Reeves.
He was born in 1838. He was a slave. And when he turned 15, he hit his master. And he ran from Texas to Oklahoma. And he became a sheriff. When he was free, he became a U.S. Marshal.
Callies says Reeves was the basis of the story for the Lone Ranger. And Callies says the term cowboy originally only applied to black men.
They had a house boy. They had a yard boy. And somebody worked the cows. He was called a cowboy.
The white men on the cattle trail preferred to be called cattle hands. But Davis said the cattle drive was one of the few places where there was some racial equality.
You have the words of few black cowboys. And what they tell you is that black cowboys and white cowboys made no difference of their race, which I can certainly see, because in the stampede, it doesn't matter, right?
They were also paid the same wages, but there were some inequalities in the amount of work that was expected from the black cowboys.
The black cowboys on the cattle drive were often expected to do extra work, like break a horse that was kind of difficult, or they would stand extra watches.
Hollywood doesn't get all the blame for ignoring the contributions of the black cowboys. Historians are also guilty. Maurice McDermott, the president and CEO of the Witte Museum, says that's why the exhibit on black cowboys is so important and why it's critical to find primary sources to back it up.
Everything had to stand the test of evidence, as like journalism, obviously, clearly. So it was very serious work in that regard. And if there was any kind of ideological or interpretive, which is, took it out.
Some Western stories may sound too fantastic to be true, but the legend of Bill Pickett, the first bulldogger, holds up.
Stair wrestling to the ground, that was him. He invented it. Now the story is, when he was young, he was watching some hands manage some difficult bulls, and he noticed that a bulldog went up to the cattle and bit its lip, and that was how it controlled it. And so the legend is that he saw some cowhands having a hard time with cattle, and he jumps in and bites the cow by the lip, and takes it to the ground and controls it.
Pickett turned it into a rodeo event. He made silent films of his skills and is perhaps the most famous of the black cowboys. Cowboy Callies says it's no accident that the black cowboys were erased from the westerns, and trying to correct that error in Texas classrooms is now controversial and mislabeled as critical race theory.
They don't want people to know. Black history is American history, but they call it the critical race theory.
Co-curator Davis points out that the struggle of the black cowboys has a lot to teach us today.
The story of the black cowboy is a story of where America was at and how far we've gone and how much further we have to go.
In San Antonio, David Martin Davies reporting.
The witty exhibit, The Black Cowboy, an American Story, runs through April 2022.